Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Coach Podcast, episode number 76. I did check this before. 76. And it's the 14th of the November of the November. The 14th of November 2024. This week, what have I been up to? I have been away in Brussels, so I have with one of my best friends. It was a gift I got her for her 40th back in summer. It's one of those wee kind of mystery voucher. Who knows where you're going to go type thing. And what a great time we had. We had a, such an awesome time, and it really highlighted how much these things are so important. And I think as adults we forget that. Excuse me while I put my battery charger in. Yeah, we forget how important it is to be ourselves and to not have like the title of mum or business owner or boss or leader or whatever it may be, carer, whoever, whatever it is that you are. And I actually done a webinar to a group, and I was talking about that, about identity and about how like all these things are like little sticky notes that stick on top of you. And sometimes like you need to just pull it all the way back and be like, no, who am I? Who am I at my core? And making sure that you are doing things that are in line with that, doing things that nurture that, doing things that like light that up inside. So neither of us, I've been friends with Lauren, one of my best friends, for 20 years, and we have never been away together. We've been away with the kids, but we've never been away just us two. So it was actually really refreshing to just be like, as soon as I sat in a car, I was like, oh my goodness, mum's hat is off, and now we can go and explore. And there was elements of really deep conversations, and then there was elements of being just daft and stupid and absolutely nurturing our inner child, doing cartwheels and random squares and not giving two hoots about whatever anybody else thought or said or whatever. And it's so lovely to be able to be in those moments and in those experiences and really tap into that. Myself and Lauren made a pact probably at the beginning of the year, that we would connect with each other more, because obviously life gets in the way sometimes. But we made a pact to make sure that we were actually like tapping in and stepping out and like allowing ourselves that downtime. Now sometimes that did look like work, for instance, recording podcasts or whatever. But also sometimes it was just fun, going and doing something fun. And sometimes it's been more challenging stuff. So like the cold water stuff, what other challenges have we done? We've done a few different ones. But it's really important to have that in your week or in your day or in your month. I'm not saying go away. I'm not saying let everybody go book trips and go away all the time, because obviously it's not realistic. But there was before we went away, I was like, there was elements of me that were like, oh, I really don't have time for this. I really can't afford this, or I've got so much going on. Like there's so much going on with the dance school, there's so much going on with empowerment coaching, there's so much going on as a whole, even as a family. I've got the kids' birthdays coming up, obviously Christmas. And there was so much it was like, ah, like this could be a better time, blah blah blah. But actually, the other part of me absolutely knew that it was exactly what we needed. Now, did it interrupt my sleep schedule? Yes. Did it change my normal nutritional routine? Yes. Did I have to therefore not train for a few days? Yes. Did it take a few days for me to even get back to normal when we did get home? Because we got home really late on Monday night because we couldn't find the car mostly. So it took us significantly longer to get home. But we did get home, and it has knocked me for a few days afterwards, just kind of try to get back into my wee routine. I am a creature of habit. But it so served me, because we had so many belly laughs. We had so many conversations that we wouldn't have had elsewhere. Or maybe you would have, but you wouldn't have had maybe as much time and as much like kind of like sometimes you have these conversations and they're kind of a fraction of the conversation you would have when you're with somebody for much more of a longer period of time. So we've got loads of content, and It was so nice to just have that kind of downtime and have that time to reflect and have that time to just be ourselves, just be us without having responsibilities, without having worries, without having any sort of stresses or anxieties or anything like that. Because it was like, we're away, this is our time. And it's just highlighted the importance of that for me. Now, it doesn't mean, as I said, it doesn't mean that you need to go away every weekend or you need to go do all these things. Whatever that is that lights you up inside, like, do that. It doesn't need to be anything extravagant. It doesn't need to be anything like, wow. Just the stuff that's like you, the stuff that's really, really like taps into your soul. So I love traveling. I love exploring. I love learning. I love connecting with my friends, with like-minded people, and being able to like really tap into that. We just had such a good time, and absolute hashtag tourists. Like, we could not be any more obvious tourists, but it was so beautiful to be able to have that time. And also equally being away from the kids, then it also makes you appreciate them more. So it's like a double-edged sword, but that's not really the right phrase, but made you appreciate them and recognize the importance of that. Because I think sometimes we can get so caught up in the shoulds and the to-dos and the daily ins and outs of life and of motherhood and of being a human, really, let's face it, that we forget to have fun. We forget to like tap into what lights us up inside. We forget to actually, and before we know it, we realize, well, actually, when was the last time I actually had fun? Oh, wait a minute. And you actually can't even think when that last time was. And I think that we get so caught up in that, like, we don't recognize that we are missing a huge part of what makes life life and what makes life fulfilling and content. So this is a wee message to you today to remember to have fun. Remember to do something that lights you up, not as a mum, not as a sister, not as a daughter, not as a friend, not as a business person, not as a job, not as whatever. Like, literally have a few moments. And if you don't know what that is, like, take time to recognize, like, what is it that I really love to do? What do I really, really love in my core? What do I absolutely love? What lights me up inside? What makes me feel good? Now, that might be sitting in a bath. That might be, I also love sitting in the bath. I try and have one every week. It might be chilling in front of the television for an hour at night. It might be going out for a walk. It might be something like more self-care, like getting your nails done. It might be getting a facial. It might be, I'm trying to think of all these different kind of avenues. It might be sunsets. I love sunsets. I love sunsets and sunrises, two of my favourite things in the whole wide world. It might be exploring. It might be whatever. It might be reading a book. It might be learning something new. It might be whatever that looks like for you. Paddleboarding, whatever. Water, water, cold water, meditation, whatever. Like, it literally could be in. Tap into what makes you, tap into what brightens you up, what lights you up, and make sure you are actively making time to do these things. Because when you don't, there comes resentment, there comes anger, there comes frustration, there comes all these different emotions and feelings that you don't need to hold on to, you don't need to have, if you make sure that you've got these things in your week. All these feelings, all these emotions can really end up hindering a lot of what you're actually trying to progress. So they can hinder your growth as far as like a physical transformation, if that's what you're intending. They can hinder your relationships. They can hinder your health. They can hinder so much about what you are and who you are, because you're not tapping into what lights you up and what gives you that motivation and what gives you the strength, what gives you that kind of je ne sais quoi. So a little reminder to make sure you are having fun. Don't forget to have fun. It is so important to have that aspect in your life, whatever that looks like to you. Anyway, have a magical day, whatever you're up to, and I will be back with you next week. See you later.